You can see highlights from the last PSU hockey game on YouTube, dramatic music, an increasingly excited announcer.
Plymouth State, once again, are champions of the MASCAC for the second straight year.
Marlon Collingwood, VP of Communications at PSU, says that was then, and this is now.
I think it's important to remember that it was a little over a month ago that we were playing hockey in this ice arena. Our students had just left for spring break, and here we are standing here 4.5, 5 weeks later, and this place is transformed.
It was cold when we got in here, and we were like, we can't put patients down here.
It was so cold.
It was so cold.
That's Britt McDonald, Chief of Medicine at Spear Memorial Hospital. She stands in blue scrubs below a glittering disco ball in the middle of the now pleasantly warm rink.
I'm most disappointed that the Zamboni is gone, because that would have been, you know, if I'm going to sit down here all this time, I'd like to at least be able to use the Zamboni.
No Zamboni, no ice, even the nets are gone. Replaced by medical equipment and 40 oxygen-ready beds in three rows.
We plan on having the site be for patients who are COVID positive, who don't require high acuity of care, they just require low acuity of care with oxygen.
While the site isn't stocked with ventilators, supportive oxygen will be available at every bedside. Director of Surgical Services at Spear, Eric Murdoch, says this ability to provide oxygen to patients marks a significant difference between this ACS, or alternate care site, and the others currently readying across the state.
All the other sites in New Hampshire are using these as step down out of the hospital, don't need much, would like to watch you for a day before you go home. So this being the only oxygen providing facility makes us quite unique.
Spear Memorial Hospital serves Plymouth and nearby towns. It's a rural area, but the models show it could soon have more COVID-19 patients than the tiny critical access hospital with 25 beds can handle.
So they're expecting peak in central New Hampshire around April 17th. So we would anticipate that if it's something that we needed to open, that it would be around that time, maybe a little bit before.
Eric Murdoch puts it another way.
So we know, just to be a little more specific about numbers, that we're expecting hundreds of hospitalized patients potentially over a 12 to 16 week period once the surge starts.
And when the surge does start, some of the medical staff working directly with COVID patients here will be moving away from their families to keep them safe. Collingwood says Plymouth State is ready for that.
There are about 30 rooms in our residence halls available. They are cleaned, ready to go for healthcare workers and first responders. So those are available right now, actually.
PSU will help in other ways, preparing food, cleaning, providing the shuttles the National Guard will use to convey patients between the Spear Emergency Room and the site. Liz Figueroa, a nurse at Spear, will be supervising the site's 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week medical staff. She says that while some of the staff here will come directly from Spear, she's hoping more help will come from the community.
So we definitely need nurses, medical assistants, LNAs, pharmacy techs. We would welcome EMTs or anybody with medical knowledge of that kind would be super helpful.
Figueroa says this ACS is a bit like a military field hospital. A pharmacy is in the works, a pediatric area has been cordoned off, and the arena's capacity can stretch to hold 96 beds.
So this is an area where COVID-positive patients would be. We tried to dress it up a little. As you can see, that local artist I mentioned earlier painted all of this so that they'd have something to look at.
Last week, Stacy Lucas, also known as Veggie Art Girl, began painting the plexiglass hockey barriers that surround the rink with vibrant, healing images, rainbows and flowers bearing positive messages.
Into every garden, a little ray must fall. The sun will come out tomorrow. All these inspirational sayings. Like I said, I made this bed with donations from the community of colored pillowcases. When you're a patient and you're scared and really sick and here with other people, we want to make sure they know we care about them.
As we're leaving, Spear's Britt McDonald once again stresses the uncertainty of the coming days.
It feels right. A little bit like we're preparing for a tsunami, and we don't know if it's going to be a little wave or a big wave, or so we're just doing the best we can prepare for whatever comes our way.
None of us knows that yet, but in Plymouth, at least, they feel ready. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.